Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm recording and releasing this episode on the weekend because I missed last week's episode, release of the episode, due to COVID. So I'm trying to catch up. So last time I mentioned that I'd been buying many bikes, and I'd actually bought three of them recently. One of them I already explained. It was too small for me. It didn't fit. Actually, I had a bad experience I bought it from Amazon, and I had a bad experience with one of the sellers on Amazon. So when I saw this bike on Amazon, there was a picture of a model riding it, and the model was like 185 centimeters. So I thought, oh great, you know, that's going to fit me because I'm only, what, 178 centimeters? Wait, What size did I say the model was? The model was 185 centimeters. Did I say 175? I don't know. Anyway, he was 185 centimeters. So I thought, it'll definitely fit me. I'm only 178. And when I got it and I found out it didn't fit me, I said, you know, I want to send it back and I want a refund. And they said, no, sorry, you can't do that. It's for our customers. And I thought, no, it's not for your customers. It's for you. You don't want to accept refunds. But it's Amazon. And that's part of like Amazon's policy. You know, if you're a seller, it was a third party seller. So it wasn't sold by Amazon. It was a third party seller on the site. And they were saying, no, we don't do that. So I had to contact Amazon. And in the end, Amazon convinced them to allow me to send it back to them. So yes, I can get a refund now because it didn't fit. And what was I going to do with a bike that doesn't fit me? It's no good for me, is it? But this seller was really rude. And he said, like, in the end, I just couldn't convince him. I couldn't make him understand that it's too small for me. Because they were saying things like, well, the model in the photograph, they could ride it. It's okay for them. Why isn't it okay for you? And it's just like, oh my God, I don't want to, you know, I shouldn't have to explain why it doesn't fit. You know, you should just believe me. Anyway, so there was another problem with this one bike, and that was it was a folding bike, and when you tried to like unfold it and fold it again, it was really stiff. Like, it was the kind of, you really had to strain, you really had to put a lot of energy into opening it and folding it again. And it was like, that kind of energy. And so I thought, well, if you don't believe me, you know, that the bike doesn't fit me, maybe I should try and tell you about this problem too, because even if it fits me, it's a bit inconvenient. You know, it's a bit of a problem having this bike, that folding bike, that's so hard to fold. So I told them about this, and then they said we've sold thousands of bikes, and if it really is a problem, then we want proof that it's a problem. Send us a picture or something like that instead of your lies. And I thought, wow, that is really rude. I mean, I've used Amazon a lot in the UK. And I've never come across a seller so rude. And this is Japan. This is a country where people are known for being polite. And this is the first time I try to return something on Amazon. And this person is like, I think, amazingly rude. You don't call a customer a liar, do you? That's just not good. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe this person wasn't Japanese. Maybe he came from a different country. And so I can't tell you if he was Japanese or not. So, but anyway, I'm in Japan and I'm a bit surprised when I receive that kind of like rude treatment, that rude customer service. Anyway, in the end, I was able to send it back. Or actually, I haven't sent it back yet, but I've got a refund, so I can now send it back. So that's all good in the end. And Amazon managed to help me, so thanks to them. Amazon were very polite, by the way, but this seller was very rude. So after that, I decided to buy another bike, but this time I was a lot more careful about making sure it was the right height for me. So I was like, I was measuring my legs, seeing how long my legs are and seeing how high the saddle was. And because I thought, I don't want this mistake to happen twice. So I ended up buying this bike. And here's a funny thing. This bike, so the last bike I purchased had 16-inch tires. This bike has 14-inch tires. And it looks ridiculously small. It looks like a kid's bike, honestly. But it fits really well. So I'm very happy with it. And it's completely aluminium. Well, I don't know. Maybe there's some bits that aren't aluminium. But most of the bike is made from aluminium. So it is very light. It's 8.2 kilograms light. And it's no trouble carrying it at all. Like carrying it in a bag over your shoulder. It's not painful and it's not, you know, it doesn't feel like a real struggle, a real burden carrying this heavy bike because it's so light. That's another thing. I forgot about that. So the old bike, the one that was no good, the one that didn't fit me, the gearing was bad. What does that mean, the gearing? The gearing is like how this is difficult to explain. Like, if I pedal the bike, how fast do I have to pedal to make the bike go faster? Does that make sense? To make the bike go fast, how fast do my legs have to turn? That's the gearing. So if you have a bike with gears, like you can change your gears, you know, gear one, gear two, gear three, then depending on how quickly you pedal, the bike moves at different speeds. Yeah, I'm doing a bad job of explaining this, but I hope you can understand. Anyway, these small folding bikes, they didn't have any gears whatsoever. So I had one gear, just like one choice. And the one that I'm sending back, it wasn't good. It wasn't a good choice. It's like you were pedaling quite fast, but the bike was quite slow. So it was a bad choice. But anyway, this new one I bought, this aluminium bike, I think it's just perfect. Like when you're pushing off, when you're just starting to ride your bike, it feels a little heavy. But it has to do that because when you're riding like not too fast, but maybe like 15 kilometers per hour, it feels just right. So I really like this bike and it was a bit expensive. Normally, I mean, I'm not so bothered about bikes normally. I don't, when I'm in England, I don't do much bike riding. I usually own a bike, and it usually spends a lot of time in a garage, not being used. And part of that, I think, is because the weather's not always so great for a bike ride. And I don't know, what's the other part of that? The other part is I don't feel like going bike riding so much. I don't know, maybe it's the area I live in England. I think if I lived more in the countryside, or sorry, the area I lived in England, it's past tense now, I'm not living there anymore. I think if I lived more in the countryside, then I would like riding a bike more, because I don't really like riding around roads and just looking at houses and, you know, getting lots of pollution, lots of like bad air from the cars driving past. So that's probably why I don't use my bike so much in England. And it wasn't a folding bike. Normally I don't have a folding bike, but I did have one at some point in England. But then it's a bit of a pain, like having to put it in the car and then drive somewhere and then get your bike out and then go for a bike ride. So yeah, I didn't use it much. But anyway, over here, that I can get to some like nature type parts, you know, by a river and lots of green grass and like farmers' fields. If I go on a bike ride, first I have to fold up my bike, then I have to put it on the bus, and it's about a 10-minute bus ride. Then I arrive at the train station, and then I spend about 10 minutes, like the 10-minute bike ride, and then I reach this destination. Then I reach this place that's like, lots of nature and stuff like that. So I really enjoy going out and riding my bike and like escaping from being in the flat all the time. But anyway, that wasn't the last bike I bought. I've actually bought three bikes, and the third bike is a bike that I bought for my wife. And the interesting thing about this bike is it is the cheapest bike I've ever seen, and I can't understand why it's so cheap, and I can't understand why bikes are so cheap in Japan anyway, generally speaking. But this bike is like ridiculously cheap. It cost under 10,000 yen, which is about £56 English pounds. I don't know, it's just crazy price. You can't buy a bike for that much in England, and folding bikes cost even more money. If you want a folding bike, it's going to be even more expensive. So this is a ridiculously cheap bike, and it's a really good bike. That's the weirdest thing about it. It's a bit small for me. I can't ride it. And it's got 20-inch tires, so it doesn't look silly. My bike looks really silly, but my wife wanted a more of a normal looking bike. It folds. It's got 7 gears. It's a nice smooth ride. It's ridiculously cheap. It's like, I think, you know, if someone stole this bike, you'd just think, that's annoying, but I'll just order another one, and it wouldn't be such a big problem. But yeah, my bike cost 4 times the amount of this one. So if someone steals my bike, I'm going to cry. I won't be very happy at all. But the annoying thing is, my bike is really easy to steal because it's so light. You can just pick it up and walk away. And when I like lock it up in Japan, like if I go into a shop or a convenience store or something, often there's no like a bar or a pole or something to tie your bike to. You just have to lock the wheels up, so someone can just come along, pick my really light bike up, maybe even fold it up to make it easier to carry, and just walk away with it. So it's a bit worrying leaving that bike outside, because I really like it and I don't want it to go missing. But yeah, that's it. That's my sort of bike story for you, and my unpleasant Amazon story as well. Anyway, on that note, I think I'm going to go out for another bike ride and enjoy the sun. I tell you what I normally do. I normally go out, and when I find somewhere quiet, you know, where there's no people and no cars, then I start listening to podcasts. So I like listening to like Japanese podcasts whilst I'm riding my bike somewhere outside. And that's a nice way of studying for me. Anyway, until next time, bye-bye.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.